Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Game Summer! Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you. And how you be? At 7:05 and 50 seconds to go right along with it on a Thursday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. Peter Hoffman, Peter Kennedy, two Peters on the other side of the glass, and 1-877-337-6666. That'd be the number as 7 come 11. And Chris Moore coming up at 11 right here on your fan, New York City. So it'll be a four-hour schmooze. And certainly, after the baseball game, you heard from the franchise. So you heard the game, you saw the game, you heard and with the post-game show, you heard what Mike had to say. We all heard what you had to say about this game today. And certainly the key, and you don't need to hear it again from me, but of course, the key, the bases loaded in the bottom of the ninth inning and nobody out. And Jacob with the update is talking about the Boo Birds. And there was plenty of that when Bird, who was booed, pops out to third base in foul territory. The Gardner at bat wasn't very good, I'm putting it mildly. The Romine at bat wasn't very good, and all the at bats today, not very good. And the operative word is not very good again, because it seems like this has been for the New York Yankees a week from hell. The Yankees 1-for-11 today with men on base, you know from that. 8 were left right there on the bases, including those 3 in the bottom of the ninth inning. The Yankees with another loss to a team mathematically eliminated a little after opening day. They're under 500 against Tampa Bay this year. The Yankees with another loss to a team that's last in the American League with beards and tattoos. The Yankees looking more like, tell me if I'm wrong, looking more like a 500 team than a wild card team. And in fact, they are 14-15 in their last 29. For those keeping score at home, and if you are, you're about to rip up that scorecard. Tanaka, as you know, had the rough first inning. He settled down, and then he waited. 1,001, 1,002, 1,003, continuing to wait for the offense to show up. But, nowhere to be found. Crickets you could hear. Right now, the Anabolics of Northern California, 3 in back of the Yankees, Seattle 2.5 in back of them. The Oaklands aren't thinking of catching the Yankees. They're right in back of the banged-up Astros, only 2 behind them. And you know, everybody knows if the A's were to catch and overtake Houston, your American League wild card match would send Verlander against and pick one of the following: Severino, Tanaka, Hap, Lance Lynn. Maybe it started, maybe all of this started with those 4 in Boston. Maybe it's the loss of Judge, the loss of Sanchez. Maybe it's the loss of Severino over his last 7 starts. Maybe it's Cece on the DL. or the defense of Andujar, another error today, or the lack of offense from Torres coming off the DL. He did get a base hit in the ninth inning, but maybe it's all of the above. With the Yankee engine now in neutral, going nowhere, running on empty, treading water, lost in space, no urgency, no leader emerging, no one at the moment giving the team the wake-up call. Maybe it began with Boston when the Hunter became the hunted by the Anabolics and the Mariners. But it's really not about what those two teams are doing, more about what the Yankees aren't doing and looking asleep doing it. The Yankees, they ought to be taking some advice from that summer song. Well, I'm going to raise a fuss. I'm going to raise a holler about working all summer just to try to earn a dollar. Sometimes I wonder what I'm going to do, because there doesn't seem to be any cure for the summertime blues.
This is terrible. I think it's terrible.
We can't worry about that right now. I mean, we got to right our ship. We got to take care of our business and just start playing well, start playing a more consistent brand of baseball.
Swung on and a bouncer toward the right center field area. That's through. Here comes Renda. He scores! A walk-off winner tonight at Fenway. And the Red Sox win it 5-4.
There ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Battling all night to kind of find that feel, find that command of it, and, just a few too many mistakes.
She is in for a home run. Guzman is at his third home run of the night.
Beltre is there, foul territory, makes the catch. Ball game over, Texas win.
This time, you may be sure these men were afraid, and their fear was justified.
There ain't no cure for the summertime.
Last couple outings where I feel like I've seen that sign where he's getting that life back on both his fastball and his slider. I didn't see that life as much today.
Ahmad Rosario goes the opposite way. It's a 3-1 pitch in the right field seats. And just like that, the Mets take a 1-0 lead.
I keep doing the same mistakes, over and over. I miss it with my fastball and doing the same thing again. I miss it with my fastball. I need to be, more control.
Ball game over. Mets win. They beat the Yankees 8-5 tonight at Yankee Stadium.
I thought he pounded the zone for the most part, but just seemed like, a lot of pitches in the center with both his fastball and his secondary.
God, second deck. Malik Smith hits his second home run of the year, and Tampa now has a 5-1 lead. Bases loaded, no one out, Bird, and the pitch is swung on and popped up foul. One pitch, one out.
Now here's the 1-2 to Gardner, and the pitch cut on him and struck him out swinging to the lefty deals.
Struck him out swinging high fastball. Ball game over. Tampa wins.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
There's the old saying that those who don't know history are doomed to repeat it.
And right now, there ain't no cure. And if the Yankees don't find one soon, I mean, is it possible, seriously so? Is it possible they don't even make the wild card? Heresy to say. Because first it's the division, and then that's lost. Then everyone is settling in. Okay, we're going to be the wild card. Is it possible they don't even get to that? Is it possible if the Yankees don't turn things around, don't find a cure for the summertime blues, you can imagine already if you end up at a Halloween party, that might be the only place you might see the New York Yankees in October. God forbid if you're a Yankee fan. I mean, you have to be just beside yourself. I was watching the ninth inning, bottom of the ninth inning, with two Yankee fans in the office. I can't repeat what they were saying. By the way, what has happened to the New York Metropolitans? Mr. New York Baseball Offense has found a new home. Mr. New York Baseball Offense has moved from 161st and River to 123-01 Roosevelt Avenue, with the New York Metropolitans taking their newfound offense to Baltimore with 16 last night, including a 9-run inning with Plawecki hitting the grand slam. So, in your Facebook game one that just ended a little while ago, the final score, you won't believe, but you probably already know, and this with a 10-run inning, and the Metropolitans, 3 touchdowns and a field goal, beating the Eagles by the score 24-4. A 10-run inning following a 9-run inning last night, and the 10-run inning featuring a grand slam from Jose Bautista.
The 0-2 on the way, hit high in the air to left field. It's got some legs. Hoskins back on the track, and there she goes. Grand slam, Jose Bautista. 10 runs are in here in the fifth. Less than 24 hours after the Mets had a 9-run inning. And the Mets now lead it 15-4.
Oh, it's good to be king. For, like, what, last night and tonight to be king. All this scoring, by the way, 24-4, the final. What is it? All this scoring, by the way, takes some of the attention away from number 17 in the SNY broadcast booth. After his words defending what Jose Urena did last night, throwing and hitting at Ronald Acuna of the Braves with, "It was only right," he said, considering how hot Acuna has been, that the pitch wasn't that bad. Earlier today, number 17 did not back down on what he said yesterday.
"I only needed to see it once, and that's all I have seen it, and my opinions haven't changed. I don't think the pitch was that bad, to be honest with you. It wasn't anywhere near the head. I was very clear in the booth that I draw the line on anything from the neck above, head hunting, and also with a pitcher with an intent to hurt. Sometimes you have to brush people back. This is an incredible streak that Acuna's on right now, and a home run streak to boot. The pitch, what I saw, it started out on the inner half, a little bit on the inside corner, and ran inside. It was around waist level. Acuna could have turned his back. Who knows? It's split second. But he did drop his elbow to deflect the ball, and unfortunately he got hit in the elbow, and that's one place you don't want to get hit. If he hadn't gotten his elbow there, he would have been hit on the side by the waistline or in the small of his back, and everything would have been fine. So I stand firmly by what I said, and I don't think the pitch was that terrible."
And by the way, just in case you're wondering, how is Ronald Acuna doing? He's in the starting lineup tonight for Atlanta as they take on the Rockettes. Meanwhile, Jose, you naughty, naughty boy, he is going to be suspended for 6 games and fined. We don't know how much, but he will be suspended for 6 games. Tonight, of course, the New York Jets, with their shirts on, taking on the Skins. It's must-see for the kid from USC. So, the focus is on Sam Darnold, and you'll want to see Bridgewater stand out, the better to trade, before the deadline come October 30th, and he could a number one pick in next year's draft, especially for a team desperately seeking a quarterback. All right, so you keep your eye on the quarterback, but do the Jets have a tight end? Clive Walford last week, well, listen, he had his name mentioned a few times. Do the Jets have a solid running game? Powell and Crowell can answer that question as we move along. Will the offensive line protect Darnold? What about the offensive line opening some holes for the running game? Can somebody get to the quarterback? Do the Jets have anybody on their team with all the butchers and bakers and candlestick makers in uniform? Is there somebody who can stand out by getting in the face of a quarterback, any quarterback? And you'll look in on special teams. You'll look for somebody who can hold on to a punt. So, sure, you're going to be looking in at quarterback to see Darnold and Bridgewater, too. But there are some other issues as well that you'll be keeping your eye on for sure as the Jets play exhibition game number two against the Washington Redskins coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.